Welcome to The Conscious Code, the series where we dive deep into the captivating world of the human design gates and gene keys. Get ready to embark on a cosmic journey as we explore the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Every 6 days, the sun moves into a new human design gate or gene key, just like it moves through the zodiac. So we'll shine a spotlight on each new gate or gene key, uncovering the transformative powers they hold within. As the sun activates these gene keys, it activates these archetypal energies within the entire human collective for the 6 days that the sun is in its presence, which is why I am doing this series to cover the energies that we all feel within as the sun is activated, as well as the energies that live within you if you have these gene keys or gates in your human design chart or hologenetic profile. Are you ready to unlock your potential, activate your purpose, and embrace the beauty of your unique design? Then let's dive into the Conscious Code. Hello, and welcome again to the Conscious Code series. Today, we're going to be talking about Gate 43. Gate 43, I refer to as the insightful rebel, and that's because it's all about receiving insight and going against the grain, against the status quo with the insights that you receive. So Gate 43 is in the tropical sign of Scorpio, in the Vedic sign of Libra, and in the Vishaka Nakshatra. And it's also called the Gate of Insight or Breakthrough in Human Design. It's located in the Ajna Center, going towards the throat. So it receives insights, ideas, inspirations. It hears its inner voice, and then it wants to express that. It wants to verbalize that. In the gene keys, the shadow is deafness. The gift is insight. And the city, the highest state of frequency, is epiphany. So let's go ahead and dig into these three states of being for this specific gene key. So the shadow is deafness. What does that mean? It's where you don't hear your own inner voice. You are not connected to your higher self and your inner truth. And this is rooted in the fear of rejection. And it leads to a constant state of worry or anxiety. So the shadow of deafness is all about you suppressing and repressing your voice, the connection to your higher self. You don't even hear it. You're tuning it out. When you repress this shadow, it shows up as you being worried, where the inner voice turns into internal noise in your mind. So it's your mind going around and around in circles trying to escape the worry. But as soon as one worry goes away, another worry shows up. You're keeping yourself deaf to the true divine downloads that you could receive. If you have more of a reactive nature in the shadow of deafness, it shows up as being noisy. This is external noise, not internal noise, but this is where you tend to talk too much. You don't listen to yourself. You're not able to tune into your own inner voice, and you find yourself just talking. You also don't want to listen to what anyone else has to say. You want to control a conversation. You're not listening at all to anyone, any insight from any direction, whether it's within you or outside of you. And your true desire is that you want to be heard and understood by others. But you end up speaking inappropriately and at the wrong time, and then you feel rejected because of that, which keeps you in that shadow of deafness. So you don't want to be misunderstood, but yet you are. And you can also tend to fixate on negative thoughts and beliefs that suppress your intuition. You're stopping yourself from being able to receive divine downloads from your higher self. Access breakthroughs and insights that allow you to be a creative innovator that challenges the status quo. you receive downloads and universal truths to help transform perspectives. You are now looked at as an innovator or a creator, and you have a rebellious nature because it's these downloads, these insights that you receive are not the normal status quo information. So in your gift, you embody a creative rebel because your innovative ideas really bring some new insight to the table. And you're very aware and you trust the insights that you receive from your higher self. You are the messenger for spirit. You're like a channeler of profound information to share with those that you impact. I would like to say that this is a channeling gate where you receive insights, profound insights, and then you share that with the collective. Now, epiphany is the city or the highest state of frequency, and it's where you surrender completely to the higher cosmic truths. I mean, just think about epiphanies. When we have epiphanies come through, they literally hit us. And it's like this profound insight that we receive that just kind of blows our mind away, right? And that is you in your highest state. You're constantly receiving epiphanies. And especially it being in your ajna, where you're receiving, it's almost like a third eye download, right? Or you're the channeler and you're receiving information through your ajna and you're able to channel that through and express it. So in your gift, you pave the way for radical transformation and change. And you really rely on your intuition and insight instead of outside influences. You have the ability to discern the ideas that you receive, which lead to new perspectives. So the key here is timing to make sure that you are expressing these ideas, these profound insights at the right time and with the right people. Because you are a creative visionary and hold universal wisdom, it's all about knowing when to share that wisdom. Right timing is essential for you since your insights are so impactful and kind of bizarre and out there. If you share your wisdom at the wrong time or with those who are not meant to hear it, they may tune you out and reject what you have to say, and there you feel that rejection that you want to avoid anyway. You want the insights that you receive to be shared, but you're also afraid of rejection when you're in your shadow. And if you share your insights with the wrong people or at the wrong time, you can feel that rejection. So just be aware of that. And you embody a rebellion against stagnant systems. That's why you may get that rejection, because people are so used to the systems that are already in place. But your whole purpose is to bring new insight, new epiphanies to the world. And this gate is all about inner wisdom, insight, creativity, rebellion, going against the status quo. And the challenge regarding your communication and timing. That's the challenge for this, just knowing when to speak up, when to share your insights. So this gate calls for trust, patience, surrender, and the rejection of outside influences. If you feel that you're starting to go into your shadow of deafness where you can no longer hear your inner voice, the tips that I would give you for that are to quiet yourself and quiet the noise around you so that you can really tune in. So let me go ahead and give you some contemplative journal prompts for this specific gate. When do I feel most tapped in into my own inner wisdom and insights? Do I trust myself and my own inner knowing? And what fears or insecurities are preventing me from fully expressing my breakthrough ideas? And here are some tips that will help you further embrace your shadow so that you can embody the gift of insight for Gate 43. Of course, it's important to embrace self-awareness and cultivate a deep sense of this self-awareness by regularly tuning into your own inner voice, knowing what that voice sounds like, and just really connecting with that voice and trusting that voice. It's important for you to release your fear of rejection. It's important to acknowledge and confront any fears of being rejected for your own unique insights. Remember that not everyone may understand or appreciate your ideas immediately, and that's okay. keep expressing yourself authentically and just use your discernment to tune into what a good time is and who are the right people that need to hear the insights that you receive. And balance listening and speaking. While your inner listening is crucial, remember also to actively engage in effective communication with others, finding the right balance between sharing your insights and being receptive to others' insights. So this is the beautiful gate 43, the insightful rebel. I want to thank you again for joining me. Thank you for your presence here. And until the sun transits into the next gate.
And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the Conscious Code.